Hello, I'm Pastor Daniel Flukey from St. Peter Lutheran Church. We're a congregation of the ELCA in Green, Iowa. And today is Sunday, August 2nd. Hard to believe it's August already, isn't it? Isaiah 55, verses 1 through 5. Ho, everyone who thirsts, come to the waters, and you that have no money, come, buy and eat. Come, buy wine and milk without money and without price. Why do you spend your money for that which is not bread, and your labor for that which does not satisfy? Listen carefully to me, and eat what is good, and delight yourselves in rich food. Incline your ear and come to me. Listen, so that you may live. I will make with you an everlasting covenant, my steadfast, sure love for David. See, I made him a witness to the peoples, a leader and commander for the peoples. See, you shall call nations that you do not know, and nations that do not know you shall run to you, because of the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, for he has glorified you. This is the word of the Lord for the people of God. The Holy Gospel according to Matthew, the 14th chapter, beginning at verse 13. Glory to you, O Lord. Now when Jesus heard this, he withdrew from there in a boat to a deserted place by himself. But when the crowds heard it, they followed him on foot from the towns. When he went ashore, he saw a great crowd, and he had compassion for them and cured their sick. When it was evening, the disciples came to him and said, "This is a deserted place, and the hour is now late. Send the crowds away so that they may go into the villages and buy food for themselves." Jesus said to them, "They need not go away. You give them something to eat." They replied, "We have nothing here but 5 loaves and 2 fish. And he said, "Bring them to me." Then he ordered the crowds to sit down on the grass. Taking the 5 loaves and the 2 fish, he looked up to heaven and blessed and broke the loaves and gave them to the disciples, and the disciples gave them to the crowds. And all ate and were filled, and they took up what was left over of the broken pieces, 12 baskets full. And those who ate were about 5,000 men, besides women and children. This is the gospel of our Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. On a scale of 1 to 5, how are you doing? How's your day going today? When I'm with a mission trip group, that question is a great way to take the temperature of the group. You just ask everyone to raise their hands all at once and hold up the number for how they're doing. So, how are you doing? What's your mood right now? Think about a number. 5 means you're in a great mood, that today is a good day, everything's awesome. 1 finger means more like, I'm barely holding on, this is a terrible day, you should probably send me a message so we can chat. So where are you today? I'm probably at a 3 or 4. I was doing pretty well, then I had some sound difficulties recording this, so I'm maybe back down to 3, I guess. Part of it's that we haven't gotten much sleep this week at the Flukey household because Micah has decided that 2 to 4 a.m. or so is really a great time to be up and awake. And also, I'm feeling a lot of stress, like you probably are, about the pandemic right now and thinking about schools and what is church going to look like in the fall. But I'm in good health. I had some time away with family last week, like I said, and my family has a Zoom call tomorrow afternoon or Sunday afternoon to celebrate my grandparents' 65th anniversary. So I'm somewhere between a 3 and a 4 today, and that's okay. I don't know what Jesus and his disciples did for their group check-in time, but if they used this 1 to 5 scale, hold up 1 to 5 on your fingers, if they used that at the beginning of today's gospel story, I'm pretty sure Jesus would be at a 1, maybe a 2. Listen again to that first line of the gospel. Now when Jesus heard this, he withdrew from there in a boat to a deserted place by himself. So this story of Jesus feeding the 5,000 is likely familiar, but we don't usually think about how it starts, at least I don't, how we get there. The story right before this, this that Jesus had just heard, is John the Baptist getting his head cut off by King Herod. John's disciples have just come to Jesus and given him this news that his cousin John, the one who'd baptized him, the one who's been sort of acting as a buffer for Jesus, drawing the attention of their enemies, he's been killed. And not only that, in the previous chapter, Jesus himself has just been rejected by the people in his hometown of Nazareth. Poet Robert Frost once called home the place where, when you go there, they have to take you in. Not so for Jesus. His hometown takes offense at him, and they send him away. They drive him out. So Jesus is having a rough stretch of ministry, really a rough stretch of life. And as today's story starts, he's ready for a break. He's ready for a day off. Matthew makes that really clear. When Jesus heard this, he withdrew from there in a boat to a deserted place by himself. Jesus needs some alone time. And if your number right now is a 1 or a 2, Jesus gives a good example to follow. It's okay to pause and to go off alone in a deserted place by yourself and pray. Spend some time with God. Take a breath. And of course, if you're not at that point, it's just as important to take intentional time with God. It's still a wonderful example from Jesus. It might even help you not get overwhelmed and not get to that low point. For Jesus, though, his plan to take a day off is a miserable failure. Instead, when he gets to the deserted place, he finds it's not so deserted. Instead, this huge crowd, 5,000 plus, has gathered to wait for him. And when Jesus sees them, Matthew tells us, he had compassion on them, and he cured their sick. It wasn't his plan. Remember, his plan is to take some time off. But I don't know that Jesus really had much of a choice when he saw this crowd and their needs. It's in Jesus' nature, it's in God's nature, to care for people. And not just to care for their spiritual needs, but to care about their physical needs as well. He gives up his own needs to care for others. In fact, notice that Matthew does not mention anything about Jesus teaching them great spiritual truths. As we've heard for the last few weeks, Jesus has been teaching about what the kingdom of God is like, using these parables and analogies. You picture Jesus with a crowd, you picture him preaching, teaching. But this time, instead of describing God's kingdom with parables and analogies, Jesus demonstrates, he enacts, what living out the kingdom of God actually looks like. Sometimes I think we, as the church, as the body of Christ, could do a little more living out the kingdom of God and a little less of the trying to explain it. Well, after a few hours, the disciples notice that they're about to run into a problem. Remember, they're in this deserted place, and of course, out there in the middle of nowhere, there's no food. And they're obviously concerned about the crowd getting supper. But I wonder, as I read this, if they're also a bit concerned about Jesus, about their teacher. They know how tired he is. They heard the bad news. They've been walking with him on this journey. So they know how tired he is, and this is as good of an excuse as any to get him some space. So they go up to Jesus, and they say, "Okay, Jesus, that's enough healing for today. Time to send the people home for supper." Jesus listens to their concerns, but instead of following their perfectly reasonable good advice, instead of calling it a day, he says, "Okay, they're hungry. Well, give them something to eat." And it's kind of fun, isn't it, to imagine the disciples' reactions, to reflect on how they have basically nothing to work with, but it turns out to be more than enough for Jesus. But that's a different sermon, and the story will come up again next summer. So instead of focusing on the disciples today, I want to keep focusing on Jesus, because there's more to his miracle than just conjuring up some extra fish sandwiches. This miracle is a picture for us of God's character. Again, Jesus tends to the crowd's physical needs, this time by providing food for them. And he provides a lot of food, enough food for the whole crowd, for every single person. All ate and were satisfied. He doesn't care if they deserve it. He doesn't judge them for not thinking to bring their own food. He doesn't look at their occupations or their family lineage or their criminal record or citizenship or what they've contributed. Jesus doesn't even put out a free will basket for donations. Working through the disciples, and that's important too, Jesus has his followers do the actual distributing of food. There's something there for us to learn. Jesus just provides enough food for everyone who shows up. And there's enough for everyone. And that is what God's kingdom is like. In God's kingdom, there is enough for everyone. Jesus here is enacting that promise that we heard from Isaiah. Everyone who thirsts, come to the waters. You that have no money, come, buy and eat. Come, buy wine and milk without money, without price. This is the invitation God has, not just for the people in that deserted place 2,000 years ago, not just for the people of Israel in exile to whom Isaiah was speaking, but for us too. This invitation to life in God's kingdom is for you and for me. Now, sometimes we hear this invitation to God's banquet and we think, shouldn't we do something? Shouldn't we bring something, maybe a dish to pass or a dessert or something? No. God's invitation is a gift. Jesus takes that vision of abundance of God's kingdom, and for this meal, he makes it a reality. As the body of Christ, we get to receive this undeserved grace. We get to be welcomed at Christ's table to receive his own body and blood given for us, and at the font to be washed in the waters of baptism and claimed by God. And we get to participate in the work God is doing in building God's kingdom. We get to proclaim the good news of this God who gives God's own self for us, this God who cares about both our spiritual and our physical needs. Next week's gospel lesson, by the way, begins with Jesus finally getting some alone time to pray. May you also have the opportunity this week to spend some time with God, to be refreshed, to be fed, to know that you are enough, that God is enough. Amen.